that was
You know, being at 0-2 right now, I know it's still early in the season, but because of that start, do you kind of feel as a team that maybe your backs are against the wall right now?
Kind of, but you know, it's not like, you know, it's not how you begin, it's how you end. So I'm trying to take that perspective on it, and then just continue to do the little things right, and then correct the little things that we're not doing, and we'll be fine.
It's kind of bittersweet to have a good individual performance. I mean, you had 2.5 sacks, some other pressures, but not getting the team win. I mean, how do you kind of view that when you come out of the game like that?
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, it sucks, you know, because I feel like it would have felt a little bit better. But, yeah, I feel like at the end of the day, it's about the win. And, you know, what more could you have done? I feel like there's still plays out there that could have been, you know, made, you know, to change the game, to, you know, negate some of those big plays. So, you know, it feels good to at least, you know, have a good stat line. But, you know, there's still more, you know, left on the table.
Steph, I know you're a guy that has always had that kind of belief in yourself, that you had that kind of performance early on in the season. What does that do for you, confidence-wise, and here on out?
It's pretty good, you know. It's I said it does a lot for my confidence and, you know, moving forward. And then for the team too, they can rely on me too as well. So it definitely feels good. I know there's still like a bunch of more games to go, different, you know, challenges as well, how different teams are gonna start playing, you know, now that they see, you know, some things with me and stuff. So I'm just, you know, ready for the next, you know, challenge.
What's kind of come together for you? What do you attribute that to?
You know, just continue to keep it on, you know, just staying relentless in the rush and the run, not worrying about, you know, people saying stuff like that, but just continue to, you know, just work hard, you know, and just trust in the process, because at the end of the day, it's like one little play, one little thing that someone doesn't do might change, you know, the play being made or not, so you can't change what you're doing based on, you know, the result. So I thank God that, you know, the odds are in my favor, you know, especially for the last game. I'm going to keep on, you know, doing what I have to do, and hopefully it ends with a win, you know, exactly.
From your perspective, what changed in the fourth quarter on Sunday, you know, when they start hitting all those passes, you know, maybe Minshew gets out of the pocket?
Yeah.
I don't know. What was happening from your view?
I don't know. I just felt like we just were messing up in terms of, like, little things, in terms of running blitz right, you know, just doing our job, you know, little miscues. You know, a lot of these losses are, you know, self-inflicted wounds. So I would say little things like that. Nothing too hard for us to fix, but definitely something that we gotta get right.
Now, baby, how would you describe the mentality and the mood, you know, in the locker room on the field
that
you guys are going
into? Definitely, you know, we got smacked, you know, so we're trying to, you know, right our wrongs, get our pride back. We know we have the city of Baltimore on our back, so it's kind of tense in terms of, you know, we do not want to go 0-3, you know, that's not the goal and that's not what's going to happen. So everyone's, I think, is pretty focused and understands what we have to do, even if it's not, you know, outwardly spoken. Yeah.
Nothing over the last 2 years, you're very hard on yourself and being so close to so many plays, but unable to finish them. Is it how satisfying, or is it satisfying or relieving that right now?
You know, it's cool. Like I'm saying, like I said after the game, like I know who I am. You know, it's just it's a blessing that it's being actualized now. So I can't say that, you know, I'm not happy, but I know that there's still another level to go to, and there's still even more things I want to do better. So it's kind of selfish, but it's like I got more that I can do, so I'm not even satisfied, you know. So,
does it feel right? You know, like it's felt like this is coming for so long. Does it feel like, all right, this is what it's supposed to feel like and be like for me?
Yeah, to be honest, not really. I got it, and I was just like, all right, like I was doing this all practice, like, so it's like I know the plays. It's just like the fact that I did it. It's just like, okay, I did it. Now I want to get more. So it's like you just keep on getting more hungry, of making more plays and start chasing that rush of, you know, making those plays. So it's kind of weird how it felt good, but it didn't feel as good as I wanted to. I wanted more, you know, per se.
Were you guys impressed at all with Van Noy playing the way that he did?
Yeah.
For the orbital dome?
Yeah, he's a tough guy. I already knew him, man. If you're that ugly, you got to have been through a few things, know how to go through adversity. But nah, man, He's a dog, man. So
I figured you guys had some fun with it.
So. Yeah, yeah. Nah, he's a dog. He got 2 sacks. I know his face was hurting. He powered through it, and he even kept me into it in terms of, you know, just persevering through little things too. So, you know, I give him kudos. Yeah.
Is Nnamdi Madueke a better player than Justin Madueke?
I would say so. I feel like we got to wait till after the season. Justin has 13 pro contact and all that stuff. Nnamdi is just, you know, we got to wait till after the season. I'm going to say that. Yeah.
How good have you felt? I mean, you've talked about David Ojabo a lot and everything he's been through, but for him to be healthy, he gets the sack against Kansas City. I mean, what are you seeing from him? And just how happy are you for him knowing how close you guys are?
Like I said, I feel real good about him. I've always felt good about, you know, what he can be and what he's done. His sack in Kansas City was just like the tip on the iceberg. He has so much more moves, and like he's just getting more confident within his body and within the flow of the game. And you guys are gonna see even crazier, more big plays because he has that like big play trait in him. So, and that's all he wants to make, just that play, that strip sack, you know, that fumble, something like that. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. Yeah.